Blog Talk Radio.
Guys like them round, and some guys like them thin, some guys like them tacky, some guys like them brand new, some guys like old balls. To me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them.
We couldn't do diddly poo.
This team's going to the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
I was impetuous. My defense is impregnable, and I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
For all those across the globe and in our homeland and all the ships at sea, it's Friday Night Sports with me, your host, the captain, along with the crew, Brother X, Neil, Jeremy, and Annie. Now, without further ado, it's time to forget about all the evil in the world and talk about things that really matter to Americans. Sports. This special Saturday edition of the Captain Show. This afternoon, we will attempt our very first live coverage of a game in progress. So we are very excited about that. The matchup, the AFC wildcard Tennessee Titans battle the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead. Now, we've only got a couple of minutes before kickoff, so let's bring the crew on here. Let's get going on this. Looks like this is Neil, number one. Neil, my good friend, welcome aboard. Happy Saturday.
All right, Cap.
All right, I'm ready to go. We got Lou who suggested it. This was his idea. So Lightning
Good
Lou,
idea.
Welcome aboard. Happy Saturday.
What's up? I have to have you guys on speaker until my phone charges, but this should be good as long as there's no delays in game of who gets to play first.
Right. Exactly.
That happens a lot when I talk to friends in other states. Even down the block, I get it like 5 seconds before. I go, touchdown! They're like, wait, I didn't see it.
Well, sometimes the links that I have, my mom's watching it on 3,000 miles away, and she's like a minute ahead. It's like,
Yeah. Don't
tell me nothing of what's going on. She starts screaming, oh, touchdown! I don't do that. But,
yeah, that might happen.
There is a possibility, since we're not all linked into the same board, but I even got the radio on, which will give me quicker than what I'm watching on the screen simultaneously. It's bizarre, but we will, as this goes on throughout the evening, be reacting to plays that two of us haven't seen yet.
Yeah, well, we're watching the replay and don't get it yet.
Well, I had
it
to make
be a good
it was
game.
Up and running, and now it's not. So well, I got to find another
the Rams list. Game, so I don't get anything ahead of time.
That's going to be a good
this
game.
That is going to be an excellent game. I mean, this whole docket this weekend is it's amazing how the league whittled itself down to the playoff brackets, but it's looking like we got some very, very good matchups ahead.
Yeah,
I think so.
You know, these two teams lined up for the playoffs. You can't help but think they're going to play their best. They don't always, but it always seems that way when they're ready to go. It's the playoffs. And then somebody forgets how to play.
Well, the team that forgets how to play is a team that you would think that are going to, they're going to walk all over everybody because they think they're going to do it. And it's just not the case.
But
or we could see
it,
two very
it.
Good teams with their A games on. You know what I mean? There's
that
plausible possibility
you know
too.
Why are we watching these guys with this music video before the game? It totally kills it for me. I can't stand that.
Oh, I don't like this crap either. I know what you're talking. They always got to have some kind of theme song.
Well, they got
it's a tradition. I mean,
five different people from different groups, and they all perform the same way with their hand movements, their gestures, and their backward hat. And it's like, come on, what are you doing?
I don't know.
It's football.
It's a tradition, Lou, for these big games. I mean, that's the Monday night anthem that Hank sang for 20 years, basically.
They do it Monday night. They do it Thursday night. You know, they do it Sunday night. They have to come up with an old 80s tune and revamp it and have these clowns dance around like they're impressing us.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, the NFL is, it's unfortunate, but it is so big.
It's a sellout, guys. Can you see that?
Oh, yeah.
We
got a sellout. Right now.
That's elbows in there.
Do you guys have a picture of Hill on it right now?
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right,
ready to get the kickoff. So it looks
seconds.
like KC, I guess, won the coin toss and is getting the ball.
Oh, you guys are way ahead of me now.
I want to see how far ahead we are. They just showed – all right, let's see if we can match it up. They just showed the Titans.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, man, you guys are –
here's the
you
kick
guys
right
are an
there.
Hour ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, kicks
oh,
in the
come
air.
Come on.
Hill gets it all about right. 3 yards deep
so
in the end zone.
About,
he's down about the 18-yard line. Should have took a knee. Should have taken
a
knee.
Oh, you guys are killing me, man.
He's dancing already. The first tackle, he's dancing.
Well,
need
he
to find me
keep the momentum
link.
Going. He better keep that. We're picking up some laundry on the ground there. Getting
yep.
a penalty. Well, illegal block. Pull it back towards the goal line. KC, terrible start. Terrible start. They're going to be what, on the 8-yard line now?
Well, I turned the sound down a little because I didn't want you guys getting the reverb. Oh yeah,
oh, we'll get it.
You're
too.
Good if you need that up a little bit more. Go ahead, Lou, because I've got my sounds down low.
No, be careful with it because it goes through here and on through
right,
my
louder.
System. It,
no, I can, I'm fine. I don't really need to hear what they're saying, but I just to get a little game sound.
But that's what we Smith's in the gun. They're on the 8-yard line with that 10-yard penalty. Boy, this could be huge if Tennessee can get some pressure
would've been
up that gap
for sure.
Smith goes long. Oh, and he just
got it.
Hit him in the numbers. Couldn't bring it in. But Smith was looking cap at about a 35-yard bomber down the left sideline right out of the goal end zone pretty much.
He should have had it.
He should have had that.
Clean.
Now, to my opinion, they're going to have to revert to a run now on 2nd and 10. Unless you're looking to air it out again, but – I've got to see a run coming here. I got to think you're going
to
give it to Kareem Hunt.
It wouldn't have been a bad time to throw a screen to the left right there on that first play.
You know, get yourself a little breathing room off that goal line.
There you go. Right there is what they needed to do.
Well, now it's third down, though, and he only got about
if he would have
three.
If you'd have caught that play, it would have been huge.
Well, I mean, sometimes that changes the whole game, Lou. You've seen games where it starts off in the first play. There's a huge play like that, sometimes a team never can recover from that. Tennessee is thankful Hill bobbled that thing.
Mark Sanchez did it the very first play as a Jet. What was it, 70 yards down the sideline?
Actually, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Those
that
2 years,
was just
he,
the
was,
first
he was
game, though.
He was lightning in a bottle those 2 years. Here we go, Smith getting it in the gun, about three steps back, fires a first down to Kelce and some more. That was a huge play. That's what we were talking last night. Travis Kelce and Gronk, I mean, those guys are on a different level than every other tight end in the league.
Yeah.
Look at his size. Look at his size, the quarterbacks. It looks, you know, he looks like a giant to Munchkins. You know what I mean? Look at the size differential there. Those secondary guys. Yeah, it hurts them when they got to tackle Kelce.
Fumble, and then we would have the whole ground controversy thing. Was it a catch? Did he not catch it? Did the ground cause it? That was a perfect opportunity. Thank God he held
There's
on
a
it.
Nice run up the gut for about 6 on first down. That's what Kareem Hunt does very well there. He attacks. He doesn't get happy feet. He gets it, and he goes. I heard him talking in his interview before the game.
Hey, Skeet, did your whole game get shut down? Or did we lose him altogether?
Is Cap not there?
It don't seem like it.
He's got to be adjusting with this thing. That means
we're
still on, but Cap, he might hear us, he might not, but he'll connect you back. He always does.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he'll figure it out. He's probably trying to get the game back on first. Man,
now another run, stuffed him at the line, so now they're going to – it's going to be third down now, isn't it?
Yep.
3rd and 5.
Ugh.
So, again, this is another critical play where –
you know what the best part about this game is, right?
the fact that the time is going by, ticking down for the Ram game.
That'll be here soon enough, man.
Yep.
This is just an excellent weekend of ball. Here we go, 3rd and 6, 5 seconds left on the clock. Going to take the snap with the second left.
Oh, he better hurry. There he goes.
Moving.
Oh, he just
throws it away. Casey punting.
I definitely think there's a little too much freedom on that, but there goes the wasted drive.
With 11:57, they managed to eat up 3 minutes of game clock. That's not a bad first drive to not even get to the 50-yard line. You took 3 minutes off the game clock. You got a decent spot to punt from.
Up with nowhere to go, that's trouble.
You know, they'll probably stick him back within the inside the 20 on this punt. Oops, he's going to make a little move. Gets about 5.
Oh, nothing.
A little shoving going on down there. Getting a little chippy. Got to like to see that in these big games.
Yep. First commercial break. Here we go.
We got a little commercial break. How about that?
That seemed like I said, there's sometimes where it just seems like they give a little too much freedom that, oh, nothing's going on, I'm going to chuck it. Because that's when defenses used to have a chance to either chase the guy down or pick it off. And now you can just chuck it out anywhere. It kind of waters it down.
You mean without like the intentional like grounding rule call?
Yeah. Like, if the defense is doing a good job and they're stopping you, now you have an out. You can just throw it into the stands from, you know, this giant area.
Well, is it after he's already moved from the pocket? You know what I mean?
I mean, still. He's got a certain area that he could do it, but I just feel it's too much freedom to just chuck it whenever he sees nothing's going on.
Well, I mean, sometimes there just isn't a play, man. And, you know, and what are you going to do? Run around for 7 more seconds? You're just going to, you know, get rid of it and regroup at the line. I mean, I see the knowledge to that, the reason for that. And with, you know, the safety and the concussions and things like that, I mean, that's kind of they're watering that down as far as letting that guy stay in there to possibly take a shot.
Yeah.
Or if he can just, you know...
Well,
chuck
that's
it over the
thing. You pick up your mind a little sooner that, you know, you're either going to try for a play or you're going to take it and slide or whatever. But to just know that you can keep searching for something, see nothing's there, and get rid of it right before you, you know, you get tackled, it's basically the same play, the same outcome, except you got to just get to a spot where you can chuck it. You still basically have no play. Nothing happens. No, didn't help the offense, didn't help the defense.
Are you guys on commercial?
Now we are.
You guys have a commercial?
Yep.
Yes, it is commercial break, Cap.
I'm trying to find a link. We did get cut off for a little while, but I brought us back. I'm trying to find a link. I don't have television, so that's why I'm so damn behind, and it sucks. You guys are like an hour ahead of me. And
did you try CBS Sports and seeing if you can't track it there, Cap? I mean,
no,
this is on ABC right now. Maybe
links.
You can get
right.
ABC Sports might have it because this is ABC and
ESPN.
No,
I'm on. I got a website. I showed Lou, and I can get any channel in the world, any TV station, but it does have a delay.
Right.
That's the only problem.
Tennessee's got their first down here of the playoffs.
Here's they touched him. They got his hand on that throw. That was
so
close.
You got
There's
it, actually.
Houston.
You must have got it a little sooner than I did, even.
There's my boy Houston, Lou. You heard me squawking about him yesterday. Right here, watch him. Oh, he's gonna just terrorize Mariota all day. It's already beginning. It's already beginning.
The ball. Like you see right there, yeah, he was throwing it forward, but he never got his hand. It wasn't a complete
Tennessee is
throw.
Gonna get
that
killed.
Technically should have been a fumble.
No, Lou. His arm was fully in the forward motion of throwing on
it,
that
but
play.
It wasn't extended. He you just watched that replay. He caught his hand halfway throwing it. He was moving forward, yes. He didn't extend his arm and throw it. That ball was knocked out because when he went to throw it, he hit it halfway and the ball flew out. Technically, that should be a fumble.
From what my angle I saw, I'm going to say the way his arm was going with the ball, he was in the motion of throwing the pass.
He absolutely
Houston
was.
Houston got
he
his arm.
Was.
That's an incomplete
saying,
pass.
The ball was never thrown. It was stopped halfway, and the ball popped out. That's what just happened. But according
but
to the rules, he
yeah,
was absolutely
no, that would make
the ball.
Sense.
There's no doubt about that.
Now we got Tennessee with the 2nd and 10 right here. Mariota had some time. Oh, had his guy wide open, and Corey Davis, the rookie, who is
high.
Disappointing this year. He was like the 6th pick off the board last year, Lou. In Tennessee had like the 6th or 8th pick last year. Corey Davis out of Western Michigan was their first-round pick, and boy, did he not
that's
meet
the,
his
that's
expectations.
That's what worries me about getting receivers each year. You know, you can – for any player, for that matter, you can look as good as you want, but then you got to do it in the pros. That punting already.
Well, that's
we
the
go.
Thing. But the ones that go first round, I mean, that's your Kelvin Johnson's, Randy Moss's, you know, the prototype 6'3 to 6'5 receiver
oh,
with great hands and
running across the
tough,
field.
Tough special
oh,
teams
thanks,
going on today. Tough special teams going on today, though. Neither team's given anything on those kicks.
I thought I saw a little face mask there.
And look at that. It looks like a nice the sun's still out over Arrowhead right there.
Yeah. Still chilly, though.
I didn't get a game-time temperature. Let me take a look and see what they are playing at right now.
We lose you again, Pete?
I bet it's pretty cold.
Oh, yeah. There.
I'm thinking high 30s, maybe.
I can see them blowing steam.
So you're thinking below freezing. Yeah, let me try to get some intel on that. Okay, game
like
preview.
Let's see.
Those types of things are always good to know. Okay.
Well, I got
I got the game back. I don't know where you guys are.
I got a commercial right now.
Just said most
oh,
of
I'm commercial.
That's all it says, mostly cloudy on the weather.
Didn't give a temperature?
No.
That's bizarre.
Should. Nothing
it should,
yet.
Absolutely. Let me do some searching around here. Either way, I mean, it's dry, though. I mean, this is a good day to play postseason football.
No,
it's not
be out
raining,
there
snowing,
snow and,
crazy
everything.
Wind.
Well, sometimes in Kansas City, it can get ridiculous. It can get stupid cold.
It can go sub-zeros in KC. That is, for being in the middle of America. Yeah,
I never thought
wicked.
Of the one.
They also
the one
get.
Difference, just going to say the one difference in us doing this and the radio guys we hear and the announcers we see on TV is they don't continue going through the commercials. They get that break.
Well,
yeah.
That's, yes, absolutely. That is kind of a challenge on the podcast as to like a radio show where, you know, every 7 minutes they get 30 seconds to kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, but we're on
and,
3 hours. We're on 3 hours and we could go an extra 3 hours.
We,
oh, yeah,
we could at least
know.
Do another
that's
hour.
We're doing.
Yeah.
Talking there. As far as a game being shown,
yeah.
that you know, that's what we're going on about until that stop happens and there is no game to go on except this, you know, stupid commercial they're showing or a radio ad. You know.
But right.
Brought to you by Papa John.
Exactly.
Don't eat the pizza.
Well, they're not endorsing the show, so, yeah, we could, unless they want to throw some shekels our way.
Yeah,
right. Camp a new studio there, then we'll eat a ton of Papa John's then.
Order out to the studio.
I'm still
hey,
looking for the
weather. Hey, did they announce?
It's driving me crazy.
Have they announced the Pro Bowl winners yet?
Yes,
oh,
they have, Camp.
Dropped another one.
Yeah, Tyreek's got some butter on his fingers here, man. That's two critical misses.
Yep. What are you
second
thinking?
And
guys,
ten.
You guys are so far ahead of me.
Anything else after.
Gee. And that's yeah, like Tyreek is showing as a Pro Bowler. Kelsey's a Pro Bowler. Chandler Jones from the Cardinals obviously had the most sacks this year. He's a Pro Bowler.
Did
Russell Wilson?
Right now. They're showing it right now.
I don't know
about Russell Wilson.
I don't know. I'll get you a list on that. I know Buda Baker the Cardinals got on special teams.
I just saw a helmet to helmet.
The way that they graded, but hey, look, Russell Wilson, say what you want, but he was the only one on the Seahawks that gave it his all. And he was doing everything he could, man. And,
yes.
Well, it goes to show you. Not one guy can do it. Not one guy's the team, man. All right, I'm watching KC right now.
Well, it says 3 months to pick rookie to make it to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
he misses it.
It's third and three, Cap. Third and three. This is KC's second drive of the game. Smith with some time. Decent
hill
catches.
I'm on second and ten.
He's past the 40. He's looking at the 30.
He's going. He's out.
If we just hit a replay of last night's show, I was saying Tyreek Hill, man, that is a guy that Tennessee's going to have trouble with once he starts going down the field because he's one of the quickest in the league. I mean, he got himself 35 yards just running.
Right about the 50.
There it is.
No, he's down to the 35, man.
No, I'm talking about where he started turning it up.
Exactly. 20-plus mile per hour.
Well, I think Kansas City is
this season.
And now they're finally on the other side of the field.
I mean, that's the stats they're showing for Hill. He was running 20 miles per hour, and it said he's done that 9 other times this year on catches. That's fast. There's Kelsey.
Now, what did
you
say
stop
the spread
that.
Was?
Oh, he caught it. In the
what
5.
What did you say the spread was? 9?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be over. I think we're looking over.
It's, that probably the way this is looking, very clean and efficient for Kansas City right now. I mean, to me, second drive of the game, and they finally are figuring, they're on the 2-yard line now.
Well,
probably going to punch it in for a score.
This is the team.
You can't stop them. Tennessee,
they're
like,
either
their
on
scheme is not
or
stopping.
They're off.
Never,
I know,
never
Kansas
doubt
City is either on
well, then I guess,
or they're off.
I guess
so,
the Chiefs fans, and they
tell.
Better hope their boys don't get off. They better stay on.
They can't.
You know what
there
I mean?
Go, and he is not in.
No, he got to
and
about
Tennessee
the one.
Tennessee is that kind of a team that won't give up. So don't pull in Atlanta like
they
did
still
the Super Bowl.
They still need their
and
one.
Only
you know,
play 58
get the
minutes.
Ball back and try again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying Tennessee's not hungry here, but this might just become a level of dominance after about halfway through the second quarter. Like,
yeah,
if Casey punches
us
in and starts controlling the game,
like that in a long time.
Tennessee going to be tired, man. You know what I mean? You're just getting overplayed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how good teams beat you. They wear you down.
It's a little and early.
He's
to
in. Count it. Go for 2. Hold up the 2. Let's go for 2. Right out the gate. Just go for 2. Do you like that call, Cap, going for 2, first score of the game?
I love it.
Or would
I
you
love
go
it
conservative?
Because, hey, you got to be – I would go for 2. You got to be aggressive.
First,
and you're an Arrowhead. You're at home. Come on.
Yes. Take
you
it.
Scored 1 touchdown.
I love that
you
call.
Go for 2, you might as well miss the field goal.
I mean, I understand the field goal, take the point, but, I mean, right here, I mean, they just drove so effortlessly.
He did.
Punch in a 2-pointer. Oh, they're kicking.
That's nuts.
Well, it's smart. That's probably the right call.
No. You got to be aggressive, man. You got to be more aggressive
and
put these guys
you
on,
don't
know.
You don't know.
You know, take out the –
you can't just assume you're going to get those points back later.
You need
if
that
you
element
it.
Of surprise, man. You grab them by the throat and you don't let go.
That's
along the way.
They only scored 1 touchdown.
And on the first scoring drive, second drive of the game, they just might have been able to do that. Now we're on a commercial. Let me get a Pro Bowl list for you, Cap. Pro
they
Bowl
were showing
2018.
Every time they showed the players, they showed who made it. There was about six KC players that made it.
To the Pro Bowl?
I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl list. Where is it? NFC Pros. Okay, that is not giving me anything.
All right. I'm going to swap to the
going to swap out to the old, what do you call it, headset. Hold on.
God, I can't believe how far ahead you guys are.
Okay.
So now he just
here, I got some,
extra
I got
points.
Some names for
oh
you,
my
Kev.
God.
I got some names here for
all
you.
All right.
Okay, according to showing results for Pro Bowl
right.
players.
I don't have a full battery yet. Damn it.
Rosters, teams announced. Very close. Getting this. Okay. Steelers lead with 8 selections in the Pro Bowl. That's
no kidding.
That's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. So here we go, Cap. Here's the AFC roster. Do you want me to do NFC first?
Yeah, I want to do NFC.
Okay, NFC Pro Bowl roster. Whew, your boy Wilson got in. So you got Wentz with an asterisk.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to play. You got Wilson and you got Breeze. That makes sense to me. That makes sense.
All right.
Wide receivers, you got Julio Thielen from the Vikings. And, again, he had an amazing year.
He's only missing one quarterback there.
And okay, Michael Thomas from the Saints and Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, he threw up numbers for Arizona, but yeah, they were useless numbers in my opinion. Running backs, you got Gurley, but he's got an asterisk because he's in the playoffs, so he might not be able to, you know, play that game in the Super Bowl. You got Alvin Kamara from the Saints and Ingram. From the Saints. Now, that's interesting. Two running backs from the same team are starting Pro Bowl running backs. I don't know if that's ever happened before, but that is how good Kamara and Ingram were this year. Though they were tough. Tight ends, you got Zach Ertz and Jimmy Graham. Jimmy, pretty valuable to that team this year. Fullback, mm-hmm. surprised they even keep that in there. You got Jessica from the 49ers. He's about the only 40, fullback on the roster.
Two defensive players, no?
I'm not to the defense yet. We can go to defense if you want, because then it goes into offensive linemen. So your defense, you got defensive ends. You got Everson Griffin, Vikings, DeMarcus Lawrence, Cowboys, Cameron Jordan of the Saints. Your interior linemen, you got Fletcher Cox, Philly, Aaron Donald, there's one of your Rams, and Gerald McCoy from Tampa.
Huh?
Let's see, inside linebackers, Keekly and Bobby Wagner. There's one of Skeet Seahawks, corners, Xavier Rhodes, Patrick Peterson, Lattimore, and Darius Slay. That's surprising for the Lions. Earl Thomas is the free safety Pro Bowler. Strong safety, no Rams. Your boy Zuerlein made it in as the kicker. Hey, he's a popular guy. It's tragic he's not in there, man. I'm not making fun of that at all. So that's what
hopefully
we got there, fellas. And the game is back in action. It looks like we got a penalty going on.
Yes, it is.
Looking like it's going to be at Tennessee.
Good.
Oh, bud. Two peeps.
Yup.
Two peeps.
Tennessee, I mean, they're shooting themselves in the foot now, Cap. I mean, to me, this you said 9
yep.
and you yep. instantly went over. Yeah. Yeah, this one might be like 21.
Well, that's the problem with them.
You know,
they usually there is a hard
all night. Right. But I was thinking about that all night. I was talking to my mom and Brother X today and my little brother, and I just kept saying I got this feeling Tennessee is going to get murderated, and I got to go with it. I'm glad I picked Kansas
it's not
City.
Too late.
They're
stuffing the run. They just stuffed the run right there. And we talked about that
right
last
there
night.
Go.
Only if Tennessee can get DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry effective, KC. And
let's see if KC
right now,
can do
like
more than just beat
down.
Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
If they even do. We'll see. Still early.
I mean, this is how you want to play when you get squared up against Pittsburgh. You want to start a game like this. So we see KC has that capability to get to the next level. It's like Cap said, but are they going to bring it to the field that day?
Right.
Yep.
There's
right.
A
what you can do is what you do.
still way shy of the first. Tight end Delanie Walker.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, Tennessee is lucky they're in the playoffs. They started off horrible. Then they won a couple of games. Then I think Mariota, wasn't he injured for about half
the season?
He
missed like two this year. I think at least two games,
yeah.
I remember him out. Could have been longer.
But he was injured even though he was playing, you know, but. So
well,
they're lucky
injured
to be
the last
here.
Year before, I mean, too. To me, I would be very nervous if I'm Tennessee because it's like,
right?
That was your first pick
well,
3 years ago.
And
every year, this guy is missing games to injuries. Wow, are they a team that might be looking to draft down to get a young quarterback, starting to realize maybe he's not the answer?
Well, if they pull an Indianapolis and sign him for a 10-year deal at $550 million, well, they're going to have to.
Well,
they deserve it. You know,
well,
don't do that.
Yeah, don't. I mean, that's just insane. I think Andrew Luck, he's probably the last one that'll ever see that again just by what can happen. What happens if this guy really does get hurt and you don't have him for 3 years?
He's laughing all the way to the bank. He don't care.
Well, I think Luck cares. I mean, you know, he seems like that's, he really likes being a football player, but I mean, when you're getting that free money, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you'd like
to get a personal foul on
KC.
No, that's a careless foul for KC. That's giving them a first down when they were getting ready to make a punt. You know, just a little extra shoving on the sideline. To me, it's playoff football. There was nothing bad.
Well,
they were still kind of in
football,
the play.
Football, man.
Yeah.
Shoving his football.
Yep.
That's
Ruff's
just a little,
getting a little issue with
the
laundry towels there. So that's what we got for that NFC.
Overreact.
For the AFC, here's the AFC quarterbacks. You got Brady, Rivers, and Big Ben. Makes sense.
What a surprise.
Okay.
Wide receivers, you got Antonio Brown. Makes sense. DeAndre Hopkins, he had a very good year. A.J. Green, I disagree with that. And then Keenan Allen from the Chargers. Yeah, he had a good year, but A.J. Green and the Bengals, I disagree with that. Running backs, you got Le'Veon Bell, Kareem Hunt, who we're seeing in action right now, and Shady McCoy.
Yeah, we got
a Shady might pull off the miracle tomorrow. That's going to be the excitement. Here's the tight end, Cap. What are the two names we've said today? Gronk and Kelsey. We're watching
Gronk,
the tight ends.
Yeah.
Kelsey and Gronk. Done. Put it in the books. Defensive ends. For the AFC, you got Joey Bosa. Yeah, he had a year. Calais Campbell. Yeah, he had a year for Jacksonville. Khalil Mack. He didn't have that good of a year. He didn't have that good of a year.
You know,
outside linebackers, Vaughn Miller.
I hate to ask this, but
And what is that? Cap.
What was that?
I think
what,
it's
the
a
cat?
News cat or something.
Hearing the cat?
News. Yeah, I was hearing something.
Yeah.
Meow.
Yeah, he's a talker.
Put a headset
he's
on.
He's a talker.
So for linebackers, you got Geno Atkins, Jarrell Casey, who we're seeing on the Titans right now, and Malik Jackson with Jacksonville. So that doesn't sound as scary as the NFC. And then outside linebackers, Von Miller, Clowney, and Terrell Suggs. But then Baltimore laid an egg, so I don't know how I feel about that one. Cornerbacks, two from Jacksonville,
wow.
A.J. Boye and Jalen Ramsey. Tlaib got on the list.
Tlaib?
So looks like
who are the kickers?
Yeah, the kickers are Boswell for the Steelers, and you got the punter, Brett Kern, for the Titans, who we're probably going to see a lot of today because they're probably going to punt a lot. And here goes Casey driving again. 5 minutes left in the first. Smith fakes the handoff, hits Hill down the seam, and he rips one up.
Oh,
he's
going.
Are you kidding me? It's like a video game. I
come
take
on,
back everything
I
said about
a
mid
commercial.
Too.
Oh, God.
he was still on commercial?
I'm watching this fat guy choke down a Big Mac. And I'm like, give me the game.
Great.
I mean, he just tore the seam, Cap. It was a simple 7-yard in the air pass right down the middle, right down the seam, and then Hill just sprinted for about 30 yards with it.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I mean, the Chiefs are already up to 123 yards receiving today. And 91 of those are yards after the catch. 91 of those yards are yards after the catch. That's how they're shredding them.
Well, the Chiefs better enjoy this win because this is going to be the only one in the postseason they're going to have. So,
boy,
you know.
I mean, it just gives us a different perspective on what their next matchup just might be. You know what I mean?
Well, don't they play Pittsburgh
is the other team going to play as bad as, you know, Tennessee's playing?
Yeah, the way it goes with New England and Pittsburgh on the byes, with New England being one, Pitt being two, Pitt is going to play the higher-seeded team left in the next bracket.
Oh, next round. Okay.
And so,
all right.
Yes. And New England would play the lowest, like
there
the
we
worst
go again.
Of the two left.
Oh, first down. Watch that ball.
Well, then New England would more than likely play the Chiefs. Because the Chiefs ended up with what? 9? They barely made it.
Chiefs ended up.
Yeah, they were 9-7, I believe. Or
I was going to say 10-6. I was giving them 10 and 6. But that's how weak that AFC West was. They didn't have to do much more
than
that.
But that ball almost came
to
right
win.
Out right there.
So, you know, Smith back in the shotgun again. Crowd level is up.
Could be a fake.
Shot clock to 4. Kareem up the middle for about 3. Smart play. Looking at about a 2nd and 7 now. And there's that Jarrell
Casey.
Here
made
talking
the
1st and 15.
Yeah,
we named him off.
Is that the guy that was just going after the ball right there with the long dreads? Because he looked a rack of poe. He hasn't done anything in a long time.
Jonathan Cyprian, he's a good cover safety. That's a big name right there, but they got to put a stop in. They need to get Tennessee. If you're a Tennessee fan, you want to see him get the ball back without Casey scoring.
Well, they're letting that play clock
Smith
go down
looking
the
for the end
zone.
He overshoots Kelsey. How could you not run that
you
out,
You got
Kelsey?
That a little sooner.
Oh, he was 10 yards wide open. Well, probably at least 4 yards wide open. Oh, my goodness.
Smith has a habit of that. He has a habit when they're wide open of overthrowing him. I don't know why. He's done it a lot.
I think Kelsey stopped running on that. To me, that ball landed in play.
That was
part
of the problem in Pittsburgh, besides them dropping the ball.
It looks like they're calling some holding, defensive holding.
Yep.
That's why Kelsey used the hands. That's why Kelsey didn't stay on the ball.
Should have anyway.
One thing that I'm noticing in this first quarter, this is like the third time Alex Smith has looked to throw 30, 40 yards in the air.
Oh, it was wide open.
Like to
that
make
a
big
touchdown.
Play. And he's doing it with confidence.
Yeah,
the
I would
gun
like
again.
The he should have never lost
punts
his
in
job
action,
on the
fakes, then it's a hand up off the middle. He switches to the left side.
Oh, he's got some
on,
yardage.
Gets
got
the
first
down. There's Kareem Hunt, everybody. Kid out of Toledo, the MAC conference, just tearing it up. The NFL's leading rusher this year, Kareem Hunt, with over 1,300, led the bigs.
Yeah. Huh. Here we go. Rambo, what are you doing?
2:30 left in this first.
Oh, good boy.
Gets up to the line. Smith still in the gun. Takes the snap. Fires quick. Kelsey touchdown. Are you kidding? Does it get easier? Oh, this is F-30.
I didn't get to see it. My link is out, and I'm finding another one.
Well, he saw it about 5 seconds before I did.
Now we're.
It was just a shotgun.
So yeah,
one step drop, just chuck it right down the seam. There's Kelsey Bink. 14 points
like
before the first quarter's done.
They didn't get on the plane.
14 points before this
wow.
first quarter's going to be done. I mean, that has just got to be a deflating feeling if you're the Tennessee
well,
Titans right
when
now.
You have, when you have nothing, you're not fighting back at all. That's bad. It's one thing if the other team is doing it on offense, but when you can't do anything on offense, that's a problem.
That's what I mean, Lou. I mean, this is going to turn out to be a very long
or
afternoon.
Or do anything on defense either.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're I mean, KC, that was their
nothing.
Third drive. They have two touchdowns. There's 2 minutes left in the first
But don't forget,
quarter.
Tennessee had lots of games that they didn't warm up, and then, you know, they started to pull it together.
I know,
I don't
but
see it
to me,
happening
like,
if KC keeps playing like this.
Yeah, I mean, unless on this drive, after Tennessee gets the kickoff, unless they run it back for a touchdown and get that could get them sparked back into this. The probability of that happening, I'm going to say, is like winning the big lottery right now. Probably not very
yeah.
good. So then they got to do a drive and hopefully get some points. Even if they get 3 points and can just show they can get some first downs,
but,
you know, then
so sit there.
You know, you're starting off in the second quarter down 14-3. Then you have a stoppage. Then you get it back, and even if you get another field goal, well, now it's 14-6
no,
as you're nearing half. I'm not going to write Tennessee off just yet, but it's looking. I mean,
yeah,
if you watch
the next
game,
touchdown.
They got all the best scenarios are going to have to align if Tennessee can actually get back in this thing. I mean, this really might be a foregone conclusion well before halftime.
And we haven't even started the second quarter yet. Yeah,
that's,
you can talk
yeah.
about a
There's
long
still
afternoon.
2 minutes left in the first cap. I mean, that's what's jaw dropping.
This is going to be painful. And that plane ride home. Oh man, they're just going to be. It's going to be
well,
deadly silent
those players
on that
be
plane.
Just, at least it will, but at least they'll be like, wow, that's over. You know, go enjoy a vacation. You know.
Yeah,
take some time off, go vacation.
That's never.
But I mean, with the defense, I mean, like I said, three drives for KC, two touchdowns, 154 yards for Smith, 8 of 11 right now with one touchdown in the air. He's having video game numbers. It's the first quarter. He's looking at throwing for 400 yards here.
They
got the
camera
right on him.
If he didn't mess up,
he's not
even
sweating.
Game of his career because he always finds a way to throw a couple picks.
He's got a cushion right now where he can afford to throw a pick, though, Lou. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. Unless they close that gap.
Well,
this close that gap don't mean anything. You know, you can pick it off all you want.
Well, hey, Alex Smith is at 154 yards. 154
yes.
yards
in
first
the first quarter. Cap. Yeah. With one touchdown.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's on pace.
Huge
you know
numbers.
What, 800?
At least a good 400, a good 400 plus type of day for Alex. But I mean, I would have been.
Oh, he'll get at least
really
300.
Good.
Yeah, at least three.
Yeah. Here's a run.
Wow,
Henry.
104 in the first quarter.
Fumbled the ball. Oh, and the
he did.
But that's how they are attacking Tennessee. That was Henry with an 8-yard run, and then he coughs it up.
Huh.
I mean, these guys are a train wreck right now. You're down by two
yeah.
scores. It's the first quarter. Your first play getting the ball back on the 25.
He brought
and
that ball around to his helmet. He did it himself.
I mean, it's like they've
Not
already
like they were
quit,
knocking it
man.
Out.
They've already quit. We're seeing it, Cap. This is we're seeing a
mm-hmm.
wow. They're going to decimate.
That's what Atlanta's going to do. Fall apart.
The love and loop. Oh, look at that!
Oh,
little
there you
screen
go.
Out.
No first down.
Oh, he only got about 4 or 5.
No
Marcus Peters
down.
On that. No way. He ain't getting by that. Ain't getting by that. Yeah, waving to the crowd. Let's get some noise. Third down stoppage here. Casey stops him here, and they punt again. I'm going to start really believing the runaway freight train concept.
Yeah,
here.
It might be the easiest game of the playoffs.
I mean,
Let
you
Buffalo
cannot
don't put up a fight.
59 seconds in the first. How Tennessee? I mean, you cannot start a play. This is a one and done. Mariota back, looks, little pressure, rolls out of the pocket. He's running for the first. Oh, and he just missed the tackle and slides. Huge
Should've
run, kept Mariota. Huge. I mean, he just missed getting drilled, making the play for that first down on that dive. He stayed in, went into dive head first, and just missed getting slammed. That is a huge pickup right there.
I'm watching it right now. And I go, oh, wow, man, you're right. If that would have connected, that would have been a head-on collision, man. That would have been
I think we'd be at a TV timeout right now.
Concussion protocol. Yeah, it was TV timeout. Exactly.
I like Mariota, though, where it's, at least he's realizing, wow, this is a one-and-done game. We need this first down. And, yes, they did. At least I got him out of the first quarter without having to punt again. So that's a small victory right there.
Yeah, but they got no points. So yeah.
They got no points. If Tennessee can string something together and even just walk away with 3 points, then you're down 14-3, but at least you're giving your defense some time to rest. You know, wow, you had 6 minutes of possession. Your defense has had 15 minutes of chilling. They're ready to get back out there.
Well, the defense needs to do some turnovers here. You know, force a fumble, do an interception.
Start getting
pressure
at Alex
Smith.
But they're not getting any pressure.
Right,
on Smith.
Pressure him.
But Smith is also throwing the ball quick today, Cap. I mean, he's doing a one step.
But if you start putting pressure on him, he's going to start putting pressure on himself. He's going to start throwing quicker, and he's going to be his accuracy is going to be off. You know, but that's the key to any win, really. You got to pressure that quarterback. I don't care who you're playing. You know.
Yeah.
Because once the quarterback has got all day to sit out in that pocket and do whatever he wants and look to who he's going to throw, you know, bake a cake, you know, have a cup of coffee, take a nap. And then, you know, like Brady, he's always got 2 hours, you know, plus the time clock is always changing too. So that gives him more time, but we won't talk about that.
But Kip, I mean, you know what I'm trying to say is, even if Tennessee is getting effective pressure at Smith, there's been a lot of passes he's done where he's really getting it in shotgun, dropping 1 foot back, and he's throwing the ball. So it's like even if there's pressure, the plays they're running, they're so fast, you can't physically get in there quick enough to even move him off his mark because it's, you know, snap, step,
back. Well, yeah.
He's had a couple,
right.
And he's getting those 91 yards.
That looks like more fun than the Pro Bowl itself was that the special skills contest and the dodgeball. That looks like it's worth watching.
That is a nice
well,
show.
See, that's
doing
what I've
this
been
year.
Complaining about for years.
Yeah,
I've been complaining about
anything.
This for years. Screw that stupid game. The game is horrible.
Yeah.
You know,
that
I want to see the agility.
Like
I want to see the quarterbacks, you know, do your agility.
Throw into buckets 70 yards down the field.
Yeah,
right.
That's fun to watch.
Right. Who's the most accurate quarterback? You know,
just like they do
accurate
in hockey with the hardest shot and the accuracy.
And in
the
NBA with the 3-point,
you got home run derby
out.
Right. And then they threw in dodgeball with it. That's kind of cool.
That is cool. That's a nice competition with those athletes. But, I mean, it is finally the NFL is doing something where Cap was saying, you know, for years, you know.
Right, other than the game.
I mean, what the players say, I mean, we're not going out there to play this Pro Bowl to end a career. It's a, you know, season's done. We're Pro Bowlers. We're not looking to tear out an ACL today. It's almost like a
on the grid, third and four appearance here. We got a special appearance
out of
by Brother X. Let's bring him on.
Oh, and it bounced off his head.
No good.
You can't afford
Hold
Tennessee to miss those.
Hold that
oh,
ball.
Boy.
Right in the
oh,
gut.
Oh, boy. Eric,
they
don't want it, Lou.
What is
it's
he doing on
saying,
the site?
They're just saying we don't want to win this game. Eric Decker, a veteran, Mariota hits
it
in the numbers. In the numbers. Oh, my gosh. For a 20-yard gain and to keep the drive alive, and now you're in field goal range. Decker grabs his head in exasperation. He knows he messed up. Tennessee is punting once again.
Terrible. Terrible.
Wow.
All right. Well, let's
bring
Brother X on here.
Tyreek gets the punt.
And see what he has to say.
Nothing.
Brother X, you there? Brother X.
I thought I was just listening, pal.
What's going on, Brother X?
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, pal. Yeah, I thought I was just listening. I didn't know
I
was
listening. I thought you wanted to help.
No, I just wanted to listen, guys.
Hey,
okay.
We did pretty good as a combo on the picks this year.
Hey, you guys sound better than the TV, so keep it up.
Good.
That's awesome, man.
That was the plan.
Yeah, no, Lou, you guys, after Brother X start with the pick-ems and then how you finished off in a tight fourth place just behind Doc, who was the most improved picker, it was impressive how much he actually applied himself and studied to get into third place. But what you managed to do with Brother X's
he didn't do too
first
bad.
6-7 weeks was fantastic.
Well,
Lou, you and I out of the water, Cap.
I usually waited until Skeet gave me the matchups and gave you my pick right on the spot. Besides my always going against Seattle and always going for the Rams, other than that.
Oh, in Tariq Hill. Oh, I mean, they cannot get their hands on this guy. Look, Tennessee has their hands full today. Hand up off
the
middle.
Use your weapons.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, the games that they lost
yards.
And they should have won, those players didn't do anything. Still can't go.
Well, that one's going back.
Giants. That was the start of their slop.
Tennessee got a gift because that was a holding call. So on that 2-yard run, to move it 10 yards back, maybe the Titans can actually get Kansas City to do a 3-and-out.
Coach is trying to do it. Coach is trying to give a quick lesson here. You
got
to play.
That's Dick LeBeau. Exactly.
That was a nice block by Smith, by the way.
That was as he was in front of a hill on sweeping the side there, Cap. Yeah, that was an excellent
block
that Smith threw.
That was a wow. I mean, you don't generally see that from quarterbacks.
Down to one. Ooh, just got it off. And
that's a team player, man.
Hunt scooped it in, but they were right on top of him. That's a no-gainer. Third and long. Mm. Tennessee just might get them stopped where they get the ball back in decent position, but they still got to stop them here on third down. So can they is the question. If they want to really get into this game, they need to stop. Third and long. Smith back in the gun. Kelsey in motion. Smith gets the snap. Oh, they shake him off his spot.
Oh.
Had him. Dumped it off. Nothing. No gain, and they're punting. Tennessee. All
right, at the start.
Big defensive stand right there. Casey will be punting from about their 18-yard line. Tennessee should have some decent field position to start. I'm one down off, so this now it's third and long. I forgot to compensate for the that hold. They kept it at first. Starting to move Smith off his spot. Dink again for no gain.
Again.
Third and 22, so
wrapped
now it's
up.
The fourth and long in the punt.
Wrapped them up. That's a start. Now you got to come down and score.
Well, that's what Tennessee needed to do. I mean, now I got some belief in Tennessee.
Stop
like, you want to play. Stop the bleeding. Get that defense off the field.
See, all
put
those
a drive together and get some
that.
Points. That's what the crux is right now for Tennessee, where they got to score points to believe, like, wow, we can score points.
And the other problem is that they have nobody to rely on. Nothing is happening on offense. Nothing.
Well, no, the run game is pretty anemic. Mariota has made a couple of plays happen, but that's not what you want.
Oh, a little chippy. Chippy chips.
Yeah, this the afternoon progresses. I anticipate seeing that flare a little bit.
Well,
probably
especially
a little
once
more
you
more.
Know you're losing. You watch how mad the Atlanta players start getting.
Well,
I'm praying. Trust me, I'm praying.
We just might see that.
I hope so.
But seeing
so
right now,
let's hope that the one player that everybody thinks, you know, is no big deal that we're missing doesn't come in to ruin everything, because we need a kicker, and we need a good kicker, and having a great kicker, one of the best of all time, you know, or at least at the time, would be a
you
big
know,
help.
Camp and I have discussed this over the show over the years, but due to NFL rosters, I mean, really, you only save one spot for a kicker.
Yeah.
And at times like this, where the Rams getting ready to go into the postseason and you just lose your kicker.
So now you
have nobody ready to go.
Second kicker is terrible. You need
some kind of
backup.
He's not good. I mean, if I'm McVay and I score touchdowns, I'm going for 2 points.
I don't want to
crush your confidence, but I've
and
already
you know
seen
what
you've done for two games. We
if
need
it
points.
Comes down to, if it comes down to fourth, and whatever, and where, you know, that close to where you might as well just think of it as a good run back off a punt or a kickoff, you might as well just go for it. You might as well go for it, because we're going to give him the ball anyway.
And I think we're going to see McVay actually probably do that.
I think so, too.
I mean, I would not be surprised.
They might fake it one time. They might straight out go for it another. They might play back and forth with that, but they're not gonna take the chance of that guy not making the uprights.
Exactly, and like you say, they can just treat
it
like if we don't make the first down, this is really like if we punted the ball
right.
And they had a good run back. They're starting basically somewhere in the middle of the field, and away we go. And
yep.
I think we might
lose
some of that tonight. In the evening game, when that game goes on, I think that's a good call.
Yeah.
As far as some of the gameplay.
I think you have to look at it that way, too. McVay has to look at it that way. Otherwise, we're going to give up points and opportunities when you could have possibly made a play out of it. Either just go for
it. Exactly.
Or even – I would only try the fake once or twice at max, but I would at least straight up go for it and try to get it. And like you said, might as well go for the two.
I mean,
if you make one or two point
conversions, that's the same as making two extra points. If you're 50%
right.
on your 2 point conversion,
here we go.
You're making
those extra points.
There's
all
the
right,
tight
seven.
End, Delaney Walker. Walker's solid
seven.
All year long. Very consistent player. Look at his numbers: 74 receptions, 807 yards.
Really calmed down.
Averaged 11 yards a grab. He was a viable fantasy tight end. Very big year for him.
Yeah, 14-0, 10 minutes left, second and third,
so
second
a
and
lot
three.
Of time in the second
on
quarter.
A 45,
I mean,
on a 47.
This is where if you're a Titan fan, you kind of want to see your team march down the field, eat up about five minutes,
go.
And
first
come away with
hold
the
that
score.
Ball.
Jeez.
He almost had it way out in the open again.
There's Delaney again, so it's looking like they're going to the fail-safe. You have to.
Happen.
That's what's exactly. That's what's you're able to move the ball that way.
Yeah.
And once they readjust and start stopping, slowing him down, now you might free up DeMarco and Derek in the backfield.
Looks like
you know
Skeet McGee again, huh?
Did we lose Skeet again?
I think so. Hey, there you go.
I didn't even realize
that. Nice and steady and slow. Make it a game.
That's
no way.
It's almost as if they're hearing us discuss this, because we're kind of seeing that where game seconds are ticking off.
Yeah,
you still got the ball. It's still first down. You got four more downs. More minutes are coming off.
Yeah,
this is how they can end up with points, Lou, and not let KC get more points before half. Wow, the second half would be very interesting.
Their only problem is they don't have anybody to send down like they used to have with Dyson, you know, or anybody. Who are they going to send? There he goes a little deeper.
Right
he caught it. Hold that ball. Is that Walker again?
That was not Walker that time. That was, I can't get the number on the jersey.
Matthews.
There you go.
But he went further. That was his longest pass of the game.
And now look at Tennessee's on the KC 21.
Here we go.
So they're in field goal range. I mean, they got Ryan Succop as a top 10 field goal kicker. That's the Titans kicker. He can kick a field goal, so they